The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
At least re-sign one of your guys.
Wait. They kept Ryan Griffin.
It seems weird to me that they've done literally nothing.
From a fan's perspective, you got to be getting a little bit frustrated with this, Texans fan. But the good teams let people walk, but they also go out and get players. It seems like they're just asleep over there.
Ryan Griffin got a 3-year, $9 million deal. But you're not willing to pay a Boucher less than a mil? I don't have a problem with Harden not resting if he doesn't need rest. I'm a big believer in ask these guys, hey, do you need to sit out? For the most part, there's plenty of time between these games for these guys to rest up.
If you get to where there's two games left in the season and you're locked into the 3 seed, sit him out. Especially the minutes load this guy has carried all year. If those games mean nothing, I'm a big believer in don't play your best guys. He turns an ankle in one of those meaningless games, you're out in the first round.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. Which I don't think I've checked the Blitz Facebook page today.
No.
There's also Twitter, at Fred Power, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And just following up, Josh says, aren't we all just plugged into the Matrix anyway? Flat, round, globe, it's all just in our heads. That's true.
No, that's not true. We actually live on a planet.
No, I think we're batteries. I do.
No.
Spoiler alert if you haven't seen The Matrix. Marcus the Burb still holds up. It's one of my Tom Hanks faves. Bachelor Party was probably my favorite of his from the early days, but Dragnet was pretty good. And he was also in Bosom Buddies. That was a funny show. And then everything changed for him when he did Big, which I am still disturbed by because basically it's a woman having sex with a 12-year-old boy.
What are your favorite 80s comedies? Give me a top five.
Oh, boy, I'd have to go back and look at what was in the 80s and what was in the 90s.
Okay.
Because there's some crossover. When was Animal House? Was that
70s?
70s, that doesn't count then. That's my all-time favorite.
That's mine,
And I think The Hangover is probably my number two all-time comedy. But that doesn't do the 80s for you. In fact, that's 2000s and 70s.
Yeah. I'm going to go, Ferris Bueller would be in mine. It'd be in my top five.
Did you ever see the theory that Ferris Bueller was really all happening in Cameron's head?
I did see that. That's stupid. That would ruin the movie. Coming to America.
Coming to America would be on my list.
Probably Caddyshack. Probably Vacation. And probably Porky's would be my top five.
Porky's would be in there. Caddyshack. Airplane was 1980.
Yeah. Naked Gun is good, too.
Ghostbusters.
I'm good on Ghostbusters.
I like the first one. The male one. Beverly Hills Cop. That one do anything for you?
That's good. Not top five, though.
See, Eddie Murphy was in a bunch of these that I liked.
Yeah, he's a monster back then.
Fast Times at Ridgemont.
That's good. I only care about that movie for the nude scene, honestly. That's really all I care about that movie for.
Life's the same. I'm moving in stereo. I'll tell you some that I'm not as high on. Spinal Tap never really did much for me.
I'm surprised. I figured that would be up your alley.
It should be exactly my kind of movie, right? Not so much. I did like Weird Science. I wouldn't be in my top five. But here's one. Has to be in my top five. Stripes.
I liked that movie.
That was a good movie. Here's another one that I don't like. Three Amigos.
You don't like Three
Amigos?
I don't like
Three Amigos. Does nothing for me.
Why not?
It just I didn't find it at all funny.
Okay.
Not one part.
Is there one of the amigos that you don't, you're not a fan of?
Hey, well, not really.
Okay.
Princess Bride. Princess Bride they have listed as a comedy. I don't think that's a comedy.
I forgot Uncle Buck. That's high on my list too.
Uncle Buck was a good one.
I did like Uncle Buck.
John Candy had some really funny movies. It's a shame. Fletch.
That's a good one.
Fletch is
Major League on that list.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I didn't even think about sports comedies, but that's a good one. Yeah.
The 80s
was a good decade for comedic.
Almost any Bill Murray movie from about 80 to 88
that
he was in, Scrooged even, was one of my favorite Christmas movies. Back to School, Rodney Dangerfield.
What about Bob, 80s?
Yeah. I think it was. Interesting.
Throw Mama from the Train.
I was never big on that one.
I love that movie.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I also like The Toy, which is like the most
one of the
racially
most
insensitive movies ever.
But I think that was the 70s.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure. Richard Pryor
was
still very young by then.
Maybe so. Maybe you're right.
Yeah. That and pretty much all of the Richard Pryor movies from the 70s, I loved. Almost everything he was like.
1982 American comedy.
Really? 82?
Starring Richard Pryor and Jackie
Gleason. When was Silver Streak? Because that's another one I loved. Somebody mentioned Trading Places. That's a good one.
Yeah, I watched The Toy. I loved that movie when I was little. And then, like, now that I'm older, I realize how racist it is. 1976, Silver Streak.
Okay. See, there was that stretch where he and Gene Wilder were doing movies together. Yeah. And I loved them all. I thought they were hilarious. Somebody mentioned The Jerk. That movie I liked when I was a kid. I watched it about 2 years ago. I don't think I laughed at a single thing. And I guess that happens with some movies. Because I go back and watch them now, and it's just not funny.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, let's squeeze in a call here. Jeff, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, what about Nerds? I was just listening. How about Nerds? You remember Nerds?
Yeah, Nerds didn't do it for me. Movie? I wasn't a big Nerds guy.
I don't know if it was a comedy necessarily, but it was. Within the Porky's genre.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, I've been listening to you guys talk, and it's interesting, listening to, and you guys make a lot of sense, about with the offensive linemen going away. And it just seems interesting that you catch a lot of what you say, hey, this needs to happen, and it makes so much logical sense. And I wonder myself, what in the front office is going on with the Texans where are they just that displaced from reality? I don't understand that this. It seems like an average person who understands some football listening to you guys make logical sense about needs that we have, and you look at some of the moves and like you said, Fred, a lot of the lack thereof moves, and you wonder, what in the heck are they doing up there? So I just wonder, what do you think is the disconnect between the reality of the fan and the people who are informed in the front office?
Well, I wish I had an answer to that.
I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on over there, and I'm sure they have a plan. I just don't see it.
You just don't know it's a good plan.
Well, I don't know because I don't know what the plan is, and so I'm not going to be totally critical other than these are things I would like to see if I were a fan and if I were in charge of the team. I would sure like to see some upgrades on the offensive line, and I think there were some names out there, but obviously, I think they're just in holding pattern until they can see if they get the quarterback.
Yeah.
And until that happens, we're just all kind of sitting around.
A lot of people getting in on this.
Yeah, people mentioned Stir Crazy, which is from, I think, the 70s. Same thing with Blazing Saddles. Yeah,
Blazing Saddles is like early 70s even, I think.
I like both of them.
Blazing Saddles is one of my favorites. Yeah, it's also very racially insensitive.
Yeah.
Maybe
the sheriff is near.
Maybe not as racially insensitive as The Toy in hindsight, but it's up there. Lamont's list is Meatballs, Porky's 1 and 2, Can't Buy Me Love, and Mannequin. That's a solid list. Josh has Caddyshack, Airplane, Spaceballs, Ferris, and Weird Science. Brian says See No Evil, Hear No Evil. That was a good one, too.
Yeah. I have some.
Lamont says Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
I did love Beetlejuice when I was a kid. I loved that movie.
I
it's easily Michael Keaton's best work. Way better than Birdman.
Oh, God, yeah. That's where he deserved the...
Yeah. You want to give Michael Keaton an Oscar? Give it to him for Beetlejuice, not Birdman. Birdman sucked.
What was the movie he did with Henry Winkler where they were working in a morgue and they became pimps? It was hilarious.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
I think it was called... somebody will know. I think it was called The Night Shift. It was hilarious. They were overnight morgue guys and they become pimps.
Night Shift.
Okay, yeah. And that was...
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Shelley Long was back when she was hot. It's worth your time. It's a very funny movie. But he had some good stuff back then before he got serious. So, Encino Man.
That was 90s.
Yeah, that was 90s. And there were some funny Pauly Shore movies, too. He was such a one-trick pony, you knew those weren't going to last. Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN. I don't know how we get on some of this stuff. But here's one that you... Here's another one you've probably never seen. I think it's Real Genius.
I haven't seen
Val Kilmer, and they play these very smart scientist kids. It's pretty funny too. Not as funny as Night Shift. Yeah. 832 says Keaton's best work ever, Billy Blaze. Love Brokers. That's how he talks him into it. He says, "No, we're not gonna be pimps. We're love brokers." Oh, man. I mean, pretty much any Eddie Murphy movie to me was funny up until probably the end of the Beverly Hills Cop trilogy.
Yeah.
And he was so good. Soccer Bilal says the world isn't flat. The Truman Show with the weatherman staring from the edge of the ocean. I don't remember that. Big Trouble in Little China. That's one of my favorites. That was hot Kim Cattrall. It's kind of sad seeing her do Sex in the City when she got a little older, because I remember her as mannequin Kim Cattrall and Big Trouble in Little China. A lot of people mentioning Goonies.
Man, I'm looking through Eddie Murphy's IMDb. Guess what he is rumored to be casted for? Beverly Hills Cop 4.
Oh, no.
It was announced. And he's making a movie called Richard Pryor. Is it something I said? Leroy. He's playing Leroy Pryor.
Mr. Mom was another Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Harlem Nights and Top Secret. Top Secret's another one. I guess that was from the 80s. Another Val Kilmer movie before he got weird and big.
And super fat.
Yeah. 281 asks, the Big Lebowski is regarded as one of the funniest movies ever, and I don't get it. I mean, it's okay, but the funniest? I don't know. I don't know if it's... I mean, I love that movie. It's much better stoned. It really is. Maybe you should try that.
That's most movies, though.
Yeah. Slapshot was the 70s. They just had, I want to say, the 40 years, or maybe it was 35, because NHL Network was showing it a couple weeks ago. That it was the anniversary of that, but it's either 35 or 40 years. That makes me feel old. Well, I am old. What the hell? All right, what do we got here?
Window World. You know what I like about Window World, Fred? Everything. Not only do they provide premium quality replacement windows, but they do it at a great price. And their windows are made right here in the good old U.S. of A. They carry the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. Window World's become the country's number one window company because they offer a lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage, a higher quality product, and a low price that starts at just $189. And the best part is they're going to pay for themselves over time. You're going to save so much energy that they are going to pay for themselves. Call 713-439-1172 or go to windowworldhouston.com to schedule your free written estimate. No hassles, no high pressure. It's a free estimate. You got nothing to lose. 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less.
On ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Man, some great suggestion here. Mike mentions Cannonball Run, which was very funny, but was sort of an offshoot of another movie from the 70s called Gumball Rally, which was the same concept.
I never saw that.
Cannonball Run was more fun. Gumball Rally had a little more grit to it. Rob mentions the movie Losing It. I remember watching that. I don't remember much about it. But somebody mentioned Kingpin, which I think was 90s.
90s for sure.
But I love that movie. I'll still watch it anytime it's on. And Roger Clemens' cameo is fantastic in there. Never mow another man's lawn. Yeah. That's a great movie. So he says, I'm in my 30s and I don't really know. And 80s movies look just too old to watch. It might be me, or is it all 30-year-olds?
He must be, yeah, he's in his 30s or he's 30.
He's 30.
Yeah, I mean.
Some of them won't even hold up anymore. Like, Spies Like Us doesn't make any sense because there's no Soviet Union.
Well, someone had asked about Howard the Duck, and I've said this before. Like, Howard the Duck, I loved when I was a kid. But then I tried to watch, like, because Ferris Bueller's Day Off still holds up. That's still a great movie today. I don't care how old you are.
Yeah.
That's a badass movie. Howard the Duck, however, which, you know, those were my two go-tos when I was a kid. Howard the Duck is a horrible movie now, and it doesn't make, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, well, it's a talking alien duck who has sex with a woman.
Really attractive woman at the time.
Yeah. So it was weird.
But. Yeah. But some of them make more sense to me now. Like Canadian Bacon is a hell of a lot funnier to me now that I know a little bit about Canadians.
Yeah.
That movie's much funnier to me.
What's the one that, The Great Outdoors?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where is it? Eat the Fat. Oh, that was great.
Corey says, Men at Work, Goonies, Breakfast Club, Coming to America, Naked Gun, Air and Train, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I never really got into Planes, Trains, and Automobiles as much as most people did, and I think it might be because I just didn't like Steve Martin in that movie.
Yeah.
He just didn't.
I think you just don't like Steve Martin.
Maybe it's that. Well, he did. What's the one he did where he was the religious guy? I thought that was funny, where he was the fake evangelist.
That was relatively, I mean, compared to those, that's new, right?
I'd say it's new, yeah.
It was like a 90s movie?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I can't remember what it's called, but that one I liked. Hey, maybe you're right. Maybe I just don't find Steve Martin funny in movies.
Yeah.
Or at least I don't anymore. I like I said, I used to think The Jerk was hilarious, and now I watch it, I'm just, nope. Coming to America, I'm going to get you, sucker. Twins, Spaceballs. Yeah, Andre the Giant is great in Princess Bride, too.
Yeah.
That's his finest role outside of the wrestling ring.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN. Figured Fred would like Let It Ride or Hot to Trot. Let It Ride is, I put in a different category. That's the best horse racing movie ever made. Period. That stands alone. They capture the essence of the degenerate gambler in the best possible way.
Yeah.
Some of Michael J. Fox's early movies were
Teen Wolf?
Fun. Not Teen Wolf. I was thinking,
you don't like Teen Wolf?
It was okay. I was thinking Doc Hollywood I liked.
Okay.
And then they remade that as Cars.
You like Teen Wolf, Jung?
Man, I don't even remember Teen Wolf. I've seen it, but I don't remember it.
Okay. It was the movie about the
no, I know,
guy playing
I know.
Basketball. It got really hairy.
Yeah. But I don't remember, details.
God, these guys just hit like 4 grand. Somebody says, I'm 28. Howard the Duck is just creepy.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, it was all right.
All right, so 281 hits Johnny Dangerously, which was hilarious. Mel Brooks' History of the World Part 1, also hilarious. Strange Brew, one of my all-time favorites. That's where my bad Canadian accent comes from. I'm really just trying to imitate Bob and Doug McKenzie. And, yeah, those are some good ones.
Yeah, Lamont mentions that the 70s and 80s was when horror movies were all about TNA, and then Freddy Krueger came and watered it down. the good horror movies back in the 70s and 80s, like the Halloween and the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, that's like my favorite kind of movies. And this is also kind of weird, but that's what I watched all the time when I like when I was a kid. I watched those type of horror movies, which is probably why I'm all messed up now. But I loved it.
It's another good one, Dr. Detroit. Smoking the Bandit was from the 70s, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't think that counts. So.
I don't think I've ever seen Dr. Detroit.
It's Dan Aykroyd, where he's a teacher by day and a pimp by night. There was a lot of pimping going on in the 70s, apparently. Yeah, Michael J. Fox had some interesting ones. Secret to My Success. What about Risky Business? That's probably 70s, right?
I think so. No, I think Risky Business is 80s.
I watched one the other night that I think was from the 90s. PCU. It had the guy from...
I remember that. Yeah.
And it's just kind of silly because we see all this, you know, safe space stuff and everything now. It kind of rang true.
Yeah.
Let's squeeze in a call. Steven. You're on the
board. Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Sports.
What about Roger Rabbit and Brave Little Toaster?
I mean, come on. We're talking about this is we're grown-ups here. We're watching grown-up movies.
Roger Rabbit was a grown-up movie, though.
It was all right.
Yeah, I liked
you it. Liked it because you masturbated the cartoon lady.
Oh, well, yeah. You didn't?
No.
Okay.
I've never masturbated to cartoons.
You're missing out. There's some good ones out there. I'm just telling you. That was a good one. 713-780-ESPN. Oh, Denny said, I missed the beginning of the segment. Is Tom Hanks okay? No, he didn't die. This thing exploded based on... Stop that. Stop that. Do not put that death on Tom Hanks. But, yeah, where it started was we were talking about Tom Hanks' early comedy movies, and somehow it turned into 80s comedies, and now it's just kind of... That's where it's gone now for the past two segments. So,
yeah.
But it's been fun. Those are all movies I loved watching when I was in high school and college for the most part. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Here's another Tom Hanks we didn't mention. Volunteers. Did you ever see that? I like that movie. Here he kind of plays the... Well, he basically plays a dupe guy is what he does. Who winds up joining the Peace Corps and then becoming very popular. All right. Disco says Baby Biscuit watches Princess Bride every time she's homesick.
Kids love that movie.
Yeah, they do. I still like that movie.
Yeah.
It holds up pretty well.
All right.
Oh, Last American Virgin. Yep. I remember that movie very well.
Several people have mentioned Blues Brothers, which is a good one.
It is. It's not my favorite. It's just one of those. It's another one that I just never really got into and thought was that funny. That I should. I mean, I should. It should be right up my alley.
Lamont says, you think Howard the Duck is weird? Big was an endorsement of adult on minor sex.
I've been saying that for years.
But the reality is, like, when you really break it down to what it was at its core, it's weirder for a woman to have sex with an alien duck than a child in an adult body.
See, I'm not going to go with you on that.
Are you serious?
It's
an alien duck.
Yeah.
That's almost the size of a human.
Not a problem with aliens.
Are you kidding me?
I have no problem with aliens. I have more problem with a woman sleeping with a little kid.
Would you rather find out that your wife cheated on you with a 10-year-old that looked like Tom Hanks?
I don't think Fred's the right person to ask this question to.
Yeah.
I think you are. Alien chicks really
okay,
sexy.
How about you
already,
John?
Know the answer. So
would you rather find out that your lady is cheating on you with a 10-year-old that looks like Tom Hanks or a life-size alien duck that talks?
Which one would I be more angry at?
Yeah, which one would upset you more?
I think I'm with Fred on this one.
You're more upset about the Tom Hanks-looking kid?
Well, if it looks like Tom Hanks, obviously that's I'm gonna.
Well, that's who she didn't sleep with the kid when he was in his 10-year-old body.
Yeah,
that would be
okay. The duck's weirder then.
Okay, the duck is weirder. I'm saying it's less weird if Tom Hanks or if the kid had been in his kid body when he banged that chick. That's really weird. But the chick didn't know she was bamboozled. In Howard the Duck, she knew it was a duck. She knew it was an alien talking duck, and she still did it.
See, I think that makes it okay. She made a choice. The other
crazy
one, big was she was a predator. She preyed on him. She offered to sleep over. She should have when she got in there and saw that stuff. She should have suspected something was up.
Yeah,
yeah. Just saying. Both very weird. And we are arguing about two things that are unacceptable. It's just which is more unacceptable,
right?
That's kind of where we are. Let me clarify. I think they both are creepy and weird and wrong. It's just which one is more creepy, weird, and wrong.
I feel like the alien duck is.
Okay, and I feel like it's the little kid. What do we got here?
Dirt free. Now's the time to save big, guys. Cleaning your air ducts, your carpets, your upholstery, your tile, and you can do it all with Dirt Free Carpet. Right now, they'll clean any room free with any purchase. That means you pay for one room, they'll clean the second one for $0. You can't beat that. Call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning, 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. And go chemical-free with Dirt Free. They're using powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are fresh and deep clean without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, guys. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373. Tell them you heard it here, and you'll get that one room of carpet cleaned free with any purchase. That's 281-DIRT-FREE for dirt-free carpet.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Somebody just reminded me of a couple that would make no sense to people now. UHF. UHF doesn't even exist on a TV anymore, right?
No.
Did you ever see that Weird Al Yankovic?
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious, especially the TV shows he came up with, like Conan the Librarian. Different Strokes was the best one. It showed a bunch of old people in a home having strokes. That was a funny movie. Oh, good old days.
Random, but who? It's the guy wants to know, and I'll let you judge this. I feel like I know the answer, but okay. Who does bald better, me or Chip Jackson from Tupelo's?
I'll go you.
Okay. Thank you.
It's a close discussion, much like the alien duck versus 10-year-old. But, yeah, I'll go you. I haven't seen Chip in a while, so.
I haven't either. And Gabriel says, what do you think is the best Saturday Night Live movie?
Well, define that, though. Is it just somebody who was on Saturday Night Live?
It's a skit that goes to a movie.
Okay.
So, because, I mean, there's plenty of, like, Billy Madison is better than all the Saturday Night Live movies.
That's a good question, because most of them never, well, it had to be Wayne's World, right? Wasn't that a skit?
Wayne's World was a skit. I think it's between, I think you could consider, there's a couple you can consider. Wayne's World, Blues Brothers, and Coneheads.
Yeah, and I just never found Coneheads to be funny.
Okay.
So I would take Wayne's World in that trilogy.
Man.
There were some bad ones.
Oh, yeah.
It's Pat.
Yeah. That's a bad one. Night at the Roxbury. Bad. Yeah, I'll probably go Blues Brothers and then Wayne's World.
And I'll flip-flop those two. I'll take Wayne's World for the win. Opinions, John?
The Ladies Man came out in 2000. That was a skit.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you, of all of these SNL skits to turn into movies, which one do you think made the most money?
Wayne's World, I'm sure.
Wayne's World 2 did.
Wow.
$40 million. Coneheads made $33 million, came in second. And Blues Brothers 2000 came out in 1998, made $28 million.
That shouldn't even count.
And then The Ladies Man made $24 million.
Okay. Ugh. Wayne's World definitively better than Wayne's World 2.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at the budget, not the actual gross.
Okay.
So the movie, the one that made the most money is Wayne's World, $121 million.
Okay.
And
yeah, I was about to say, I think they made more than that.
And Superstar came in I'm sorry. Wayne's World 2, $48 million. And Superstar came in third, $38.6 million.
That's the Molly Shannon.
Yes.
And Will Ferrell was in that movie, which probably helped that make money.
But I think that was like early Will Ferrell.
It was like the late 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, Will Ferrell, I mean, he was part of that sketch.
Yes, he was.
Lamont asks, on the verge of 80s, but Urban Cowboy must ask, have I ever been to Gilly's? The answer is yes and no. I've never been to the original Gilly's. I was too young for that. But I've been to the Gilly's in Treasure Island in Vegas many times.
I've been to that one.
Yeah. But no, I never did get to go to the original. Did you see this story that Lauren the Aggie sent us?
I did. Were you gonna tell that story?
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
No, it's very weird. It's extremely weird.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's why I wanted to check first to make sure it was real.
I mean, I don't know that it's real.
Well,
I mean, it's not like I'm taking Lauren the Aggie's word for it.
Well, she's taking the word of 97.1 the Eagle.
Okay.
So, it's 13 days old.
Okay. I mean, I hadn't heard this story, though.
I haven't. But it's allegedly a man has been breaking into homes and tickling people's butts.
Holes.
Yeah. Specifically.
Yeah. Specifically that part of the butt.
Yeah, this is old, though, because it says he was caught in the early hours of January 5th. So, I'm assuming from this year.
But I think maybe they don't know, maybe they didn't realize who he was until, I don't know, until later. But the man they picked up was wearing $4,500 worth of Yeezus clothing, Jong.
Wow. The dude looks homeless.
Yeah, and they thought he was homeless. But the bandit's been apprehended.
Now, how do you get into someone's home, sneak up into their bedrooms? I presume most people are wearing pants and underwear.
What do you sleep in?
I sleep in basketball shorts.
Really?
Yeah. And how do you get...
No underwear? Just basketball shorts?
Boxer briefs.
And basketball shorts?
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I usually wear like workout pants or something and a shirt. Wife sleeps naked, but I always have clothes on.
You wear a shirt to bed?
Yeah, most of the time. Yeah, you know, just, you know, a cotton shirt of some
Damn
sort.
Damn communist.
No, it's sort of like I've sort of created my own pajamas, essentially.
Yeah, I can't sleep. I can't have all those layers on. I sleep in just my drawers or naked.
See, I like it kind of cold in the room.
I like it extremely cold.
But I also like to, you know, have a blanket and actually some clothes on. So my limbs kind of get the feeling of the AC in my face.
Okay.
Where my body stays a little warm. But anyway, how does this guy get into someone's home, to their bedroom, to their buttholes, presumably thinking, like, most people are pretty, I mean, I guess most people are dressed while they're sleeping, and they're in PJs or something. How do you get to that point to where they're tickling their butthole?
Yeah, Sam says it's a fake story and it's years old. So
okay, well, good.
So we don't have that
makes me feel better.
Yeah, because I don't have to figure out how he did it. So Last Panda says Wayne's World is great. Last Panda might be one of the first people to ever follow me on Twitter. From the old days when we were just getting started, when I first got Twitter.
Uh-huh.
I think he was one of the first two or three
Who
people.
Who is that?
Paranoid Panda.
Oh.
So. What's the name on line three there? We don't have a name in here. Well, why is it that we always have this where we don't get the names on there half the time? Joe.
A lot of times the names disappear. It's something screwy with the program.
Yeah. Well, let's get Joe on. What's up, Joe?
Evening, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Sports.
Yeah, I feel y'all there. I'm on my way home. I missed part of that first segment where y'all were talking about the movies, but I didn't hear y'all bring up these two, which were Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein.
We did talk about Blazing Saddles, but we were talking about 80s movies, and Blazing Saddles was like early 70s, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm sure Young Frankenstein was as well.
I don't remember. Young Frankenstein is close, I feel. I mean, Blazing Saddles isn't close. Young Frankenstein, let me look it up.
Yeah, that one.
74.
Yeah.
See? Young Frankenstein, 74?
Yep.
Oh, man, yeah. So that's why we didn't mention
those. And there was a stretch there where Mel Brooks was putting out one a year, History of the World, High Anxiety, stuff like that. And that was all, I think, mid-70s. So Nick says, don't forget Weird Al's songs, I'm Fat and Amish Paradise from Weird Al. Amish Paradise was my favorite Weird Al song.
Did you, what do you think of that show on Fox News suspending that Tomi Lahren for saying she's pro-choice?
No, she's on the Blaze, not Fox News.
Oh, yeah, Fox News. She used to be on Fox News, right?
No, there's speculation saying that she's going to Fox News.
Okay.
So I didn't see it. What did they suspend her for?
She got suspended because she went on The View and they asked her if she was pro-choice, and she said yes, but she's like a big time.
Oh, I think I heard this. Didn't she also say that, isn't she Republican, and she was talking about how she felt like she could say that because don't mess with my body, don't mess with my guns. Is that, you know, is that the one? Because I heard that
right.
Clip.
Yeah, that's her.
Okay. So I think that's silly.
First of all, I don't like that chick.
Yeah.
But I don't like her getting suspended apparently she's going to be suspended from 1 week, for 1 week from her show, Tomi. Which, by the way, I don't like her because her name is Tomi.
Yeah, yeah.
But
wait a minute, if that's your name?
No, I think it's Tommy, isn't it?
I think it's Tomi Lahren. Maybe it's Tommy.
Gabriel asks, where would you rank Eddie Murphy amongst all the all-time greatest SNL members? He's one of my favorite all-time comedians. So he'd be up there, even though I don't think people consider him as an SNL guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't there very long. Bill Murray would be my number one.
He's your number one?
Yeah,
I love Belushi and Farley.
Both who died before they could quit being funny.
Yeah.
So that's what happened to Bill Murray. Bill Murray's just not funny anymore. And, yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We only have one segment left. This thing's flown by today. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. 300 years, but we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired. There's no phone, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Somebody just reminded me of a couple that would make no sense to people now. UHF. UHF doesn't even exist on a TV anymore, right?
No.
Did you ever see that Weird Al Yankovic?
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious, especially the TV shows he came up with, like Conan the Librarian. Different Strokes was the best one. It showed a bunch of old people in a home having strokes. That was a funny movie. Oh, good old days.
Random, but who? The guy wants to know, and I'll let you judge this. I feel like I know the answer, but okay. Who does Bald better, me or Chip Jackson from Tubelo's?
I'll go you.
Okay, thank you.
It's a close discussion, much like the alien duck versus 10-year-old. But, yeah, I'll go you. I haven't seen Chip in a while, so.
I haven't either. And Gabriel says, what do you think is the best Saturday Night Live movie?
Well, define that, though. Is it just somebody who was on Saturday Night Live?
It's a skit that goes to a movie.
Okay.
So, because, I mean, there's plenty of, like, Billy Madison is better than all the Saturday Night Live movies.
That's a good question, because most of them never, well, it had to be Wayne's World, right? Wasn't that a skit?
Wayne's World was a skit. I think you could consider, there's a couple you can consider. Wayne's World, Blues Brothers, and Coneheads.
Yeah, and I just never found Coneheads to be funny.
Okay.
So I would take Wayne's World in that trilogy.
Man.
There were some bad ones.
Oh, yeah.
It's Pat.
Yeah. That's a bad one. Night at the Roxbury, bad. Yeah, I'll probably go Blues Brothers and then Wayne's World.
And I'll flip-flop those two. I'll take Wayne's World for the win. Opinions, John?
The Ladies Man came out in 2000. That was a skit.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you, of all of these SNL skits to turn into movies, which one do you think made the most money?
Wayne's World, I'm sure.
Wayne's World 2 did.
Wow.
40 million. Coneheads made 33 million, came in second. And Blues Brothers 2000 came out in 1998, made 28 million.
That shouldn't even count.
And then The Ladies Man made 24 million.
Okay. Wayne's World definitively better than Wayne's World 2.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at the budget, not the actual gross.
Okay.
So the movie, the one that made the most money is Wayne's World, $121 million.
Okay.
And yeah, I was about to say, I think they made more than that.
And Superstar came in second, Wayne's World 2, $48 million. And Superstar came in third, $38.6 million.
That's the Molly Shannon.
Yes.
And Will Ferrell was in that movie, which probably helped that make money.
But I think that was like early Will Ferrell.
It was like the late 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, Will Ferrell, I mean, he was part of that sketch.
Yes, he was.
Lamont asks, on the verge of 80s, but Urban Cowboy must ask, have I ever been to Gilly's? The answer is yes and no. I've never been to the original Gilly's. I was too young for that. But I've been to the Gilly's in Treasure Island in Vegas many times.
I've been to that one.
Yeah. But no, I never did get to go to the original. Did you see this story that Lauren the Aggie sent us?
I did. Were you gonna tell that story?
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
No, it's very weird. It's extremely weird.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's why I wanted to check first to make sure it was real.
I mean, I don't know that it's real.
Well,
I mean, it's not like I'm taking Lauren the Aggie's word for it.
Well, she's taking the word of 97.1 the Eagle.
Okay.
So, it's 13 days old.
Okay. I mean, I hadn't heard this story, though.
I haven't. But it's allegedly a man has been breaking into homes and tickling people's butts.
Holes.
Yeah. Specifically.
Yeah.
See,
specifically that part of the butt.
Yeah, this is old, though, because it says he was caught in the early hours of January 5th. So, I'm assuming from this year.
But I think maybe they don't know, maybe they didn't realize who he was until, I don't know, until later. But the man they picked up was wearing $4,500 worth of Yeezus clothing, Jong.
Wow. The dude looks homeless.
Yeah, and they thought he was homeless. But the bandit's been apprehended.
Now, how do you get into someone's home, sneak up into their bedrooms? I presume most people are wearing pants and underwear.
What do you sleep in?
I sleep in basketball shorts.
Really?
Yeah. And how do you get...
No underwear? Just basketball shorts?
Boxer briefs.
And basketball shorts?
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I usually wear like... like workout pants or something and a shirt. Wife sleeps naked, but I always have clothes on.
You wear a shirt to bed?
Yeah, most of the time. Yeah, it just, you know, a cotton shirt of some
damn
sort.
Communist.
No, it's sort of like I've sort of created my own pajamas, essentially.
Yeah, I can't sleep. I can't have all those layers on. I sleep in just my drawers or naked.
See, I like it kind of cold in
the
room.
I like it extremely cold.
And but I also like to, you know, have a blanket and actually some clothes on, so my limbs kind of get the feeling of the AC in my face.
Okay.
Where my body stays a little warm. But anyway, how does this guy get into someone's home, to their bedroom, to their buttholes, presumably thinking, like, most people are pretty, I mean, I guess most people are dressed while they're sleeping and they're in PJs or something. How do you get to that point to where they're tickling their butthole?
Yeah, Sam says it's a fake story and it's years old. So
okay. Well, good.
That actually
makes me feel better.
Yeah, because I don't have to figure out how he did it. So Last Panda says Wayne's World is great. Last Panda might be one of the first people to ever follow me on Twitter from the old days when we were just getting started, when I first got Twitter.
Uh-huh.
I think he was one of the first two or three
Who
people.
Who is that?
Paranoid Panda.
Oh.
So. What's the name on line three there? We don't have a name in here. Well, why is it that we always have this where we don't get the names on there half the time? Joe.
A lot of times the names disappear. It's something screwy with the program.
Yeah. Well, let's get Joe on. What's up, Joe?
Evening, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Sports.
Yeah, I feel y'all there. I'm on my way home. I missed part of that first segment where y'all were talking about the movies, but I didn't hear y'all bring up these two, which were Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein.
We did talk about Blazing Saddles, but we were talking about 80s movies, and Blazing Saddles was like early 70s, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'm sure Young Frankenstein was as well.
Young Frankenstein is close, I feel. I mean, Blazing Saddles isn't close. Young Frankenstein, let me look it up.
Yeah, that one.
74.
Yeah.
See. Young Frankenstein, 74?
Yep.
Oh, man, yeah. So that's why we didn't mention
those. Yeah, and there was a stretch there where Mel Brooks was putting out one a year, History of the World, High Anxiety, stuff like that. And that was all, I think, mid-70s. So Nick says, don't forget Weird Al's songs, I'm Fat and Amish Paradise from Weird Al. Amish Paradise was my favorite Weird Al song.
Did you, what do you think of that show on Fox News suspending Tomi Lahren for saying she's pro-choice?
No, she's on the Blaze, not Fox News.
Oh, yeah, Fox News. She used to be on Fox News, right?
No, there's speculation saying that she's going to Fox News.
Okay.
So I didn't see it. What did they suspend her for?
She got suspended because she went on The View and they asked her if she was pro-choice, and she said yes, but she's like a big-time...
Oh, I think I heard this. Didn't she also say that, isn't she Republican? And she was talking about how she felt like she could say that because don't mess with my body, don't mess with my guns. Is that, you know, is that the one? Because I heard that
right.
Clip.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
her.
Okay. So I think that's silly.
I don't like that chick.
Yeah.
But I don't like her getting suspended because, and they, apparently she's going to be suspended for one week from her show, Tomi, which, huh. By the way, I don't like her because her name is Tomi.
Yeah, yeah.
But.
Wait a minute, if that's your name?
No, I think it's Tommy, isn't it?
I think it's Tomi Lahren. Maybe it's Tommy.
Gabriel asks, where would you rank Eddie Murphy amongst all the all-time greatest SNL members? He's one of my favorite all-time comedians. So he'd be up there, even though I don't think people consider him as an SNL guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't there very long. Bill Murray would be my number one.
He's your number one?
Yeah,
I love Belushi and Farley.
Both who died before they could quit being funny.
Yeah.
So that's what happened to Bill Murray. Bill Murray's just not funny anymore. And, yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We only have one segment left. This thing's flown by today. It is The Blitz. on ESPN 97.5. 300 years, but we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired. There's no phone, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. We've been spending more time.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Here's Pete, Tony, and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal.
The other day, Pete and I go to Burger King for my croissant sandwich. You know, they're just 2 for $4.
Oh, it's my favorite. I'm like, what?
Yeah, so I got 2 croissant sandwich, and I get one of this guy.
I'm like, who are you?
I'm the guy that just paid for your breakfast.
That's my favorite guy.
You guys, the croissant sandwich deal is 2 for $4. Now made with 100% butter for a soft and flaky croissant. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for $4 only at Burger King. Price and participation vary.
Another Target run receipt reading.
Mm-hmm, let's see here. No way. So I got one box of K-Cups and got another one 50% off? Oh, Target, how did you know? Time to fill that Keurig. We've got a tall order of BOGO to go. Light roast, no whip. Oh, and Method hand soap for $2.69. Now that's what I call a double shot of deals. Extra caffeinated, super clean. Watch out, world. I'm one lean, mean saving machine.
Get your receipt reading savings at Target. Pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply.
Houston, are you ready to get revved up? It's the 2017 Houston Auto Show, presented by the Houston Chronicle at NRG Center, April 5th through April 9th. Come see the world's best cars and trucks from the world's top automakers. Visit HoustonAutoShow.com for details.
What's your body telling you?
Telling me no.
Then make it say yes at Sandstone Chiropractic with the nationally renowned Dr. Tony Duranis. Cutting-edge cryotherapy and laser treatments will help you experience the Sandstone difference.
So go to SandstoneChiro.com and tell them the HD show sent you.
Hey, this is Fred Fowler from The Blitz, and everybody wins at Texas Mattress Makers. Buy direct from the factory and see the savings for yourself. And now, it's March Madness Play and Win with even more savings from 5% to 50% off factory prices. Play and win all month long. Only from the sleep experts at Texas Mattress Makers. Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed. TexasMattressMakers.com.
Save on all your trailer needs during Trailer Wheel and Frame's coupon super sale. New and used trailers at blowout prices. Buy 3 trailer tires, get one free. Home of the $100 hitch, 15% off truck toolboxes, plus many more. Go to TrailerWheel.com and download your coupon savings today.
Hi, everyone. It's Beth from Darling White, and I can't wait to help you round up some rodeo romance. Guys, stretch your stuff and corral your boys in comfort and style with 2-unders. Then after the show, you'll look even better when those Wranglers fall to the floor. And for all you gals out there, we have saloon-style corsets, denim knickers, and bras, and a go-everywhere garter that can even carry a small flask. Visit us to learn rodeo rope tricks and so much more. Spend $100, get a free book. Come see us at Darling Way in the Heights at 3423 White Oak Drive, or check us out at darlingway.com.
Are you a healthy male between 18 and 39 with a post-high school education? Fairfax Cryobank is looking for you to help others build happy, healthy families. Average $4,000 in 6 months once accepted. Visit BeASpermDonor.com to learn more. That's BeASpermDonor.com.
Saltgrass Steakhouse, the best place for steaks, hands down. Not every restaurant serves its customers the best Saltgrass does. With the unrivaled flavor of certified Angus beef, plus juiciness and tenderness in every bite, all steaks are char-grilled with Saltgrass 7-Steak Spice and garlic butter, top sirloin, ribeye, filet, porterhouse, and T-bone. With locations in Houston, Port Arthur, Beaumont, Baytown, there's one nearby. With 63 locations and growing, experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like. Saltgrass Steakhouse, saltgrass.com.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, 59 the East Tex Freeway, northbound at Greens, crews have cleared an accident, but there is a problem out on 225, the LaPorte Freeway, westbound at Pasadena Boulevard. Save money by replacing your aluminum or wooden windows. Houston is choosing Window World, where you get the best for less. For a free estimate, visit windowworldhouston.com. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito, home of the $5 Chicken Burrito Monday. Uberito, above and beyond your basic burrito.
Warehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Let's rodeo, Houston. Oh, we don't have to do that again. It's only 4 and 5 o'clock. My bad. We don't have a read here?
You can go ahead and read it. You don't have to.
Okay, I'll read it one more time. Let's rodeo. Houston, ZZ Top is performing tonight for just $18. You can see the best music, rodeo action, shopping, dining, and carnival fun. Buy your tickets today at rodeohouston.com for ZZ Top. Coming up at 7 o'clock, Hustletown with Craig Shelton and Angelo Lawford. All right.
I saw Craig out there. I was trying to find out. I was trying to find the. You remember Rolling Stone ranked 145 cast members, like everybody who's ever been on Saturday Night Live ranked them all?
Yeah.
I was trying to find the top 10 that they had. I don't know that I ever even. I may have looked at it at some point. I definitely didn't remember.
Yeah.
What they did with it. I do know that, like, of the 130, of the 145, they had Norm MacDonald, like, 139, which is a travesty.
Yeah. They've had some crap people on there.
Norm MacDonald's a funny dude. I mean, he's an awkward guy, but he's funny.
Yeah.
But the problem is, RollingStone.com is so ridiculously slow to load. And it's all listed on one page, so it takes forever to bring these things up. So I don't know if I'm going to get to number 10 by the time the show's over. I was going to pass it.
I'll wait.
I'm down to number 37, and it's we're struggling.
Okay. Yeah, there's some of these pages now. They're just so they're put so much crap on them.
Well, they have ads all over it.
Well, which, and that's
you got to make money.
Well, and that's the thing, and it's one thing we've been.
If it slows things down. Jeez.
Well, and we're wrestling with that a little bit with sports and stuff because we're getting so many new advertisers that we're still trying to do it in a way where the advertisers get good run, but we're not. You know,
you're not ruining the experience of going to the website,
right?
If a website has too many ads, people don't like to go to it.
No, and so we're. I mean, it's a good problem to have, but it's also one that. You know, we're being real sensitive to, and we've talked about it. I mean, I will not do pop-ups. We just won't do it. And if it costs us money, it costs us money. But those are the most annoying thing, especially when they come up on your whole screen. But I'd be curious if it bothers people as much if there's an ad in the middle of the story. Like you're rolling down, and then there's an ad, and then it goes to the story. If that bothers people as much, because it's not popping up or anything. It's just embedded.
You scroll past it.
Yeah, but not, you know, they're not big. It doesn't take long to scroll past them.
I like the idea of just a big banner at the top for ads.
Well, and that's but we can only sell one of those.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
We have more than one advertiser, so it's one of those situations where you know, that's the premium
Honestly,
space.
I don't even care about ads as long as they don't slow down.
Well, and that's
the page,
and that's what we're trying to get to is not slowing things down. And but we'll, you know, hopefully it'll work out. I got Shannon working on it. It's all going to be good.
Yeah, you aren't kidding. This thing sucks.
Oh, it's horrible.
Well, I'm on number 10.
Okay, you give it to me then.
Chevy Chase, number 10.
Okay.
Seems
and
a little low.
If I could scroll down past all these stupid things. I'm not familiar with this female. Gilda Radner?
Gilda Radner was
yeah,
an original.
She was like an 80s. I think she was like.
75 to 80.
Yeah, she was maybe used to be married to or dated Dan Aykroyd
for
a long time.
Yeah, and she died of, I think she died of cancer.
Yeah, something like that.
I still have Chevy Chase ahead of her.
Amy Poehler is number 8.
Too high.
And now it is Frozen.
Yeah.
Okay, Phil Hartman, number 7.
Oh, he's a great one.
Yeah, that feels low.
Bill Murray, number 6.
That's way too low.
Oh, God, this thing.
It's horrible, I'm telling you. I mean, and this is Rolling Stone.
I know the bottom, the number 1 is Belushi and number 2 is Murray. I mean, Murphy.
Okay. Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
I wouldn't argue with those.
Get to number.
I want to know who the hell's ahead of Bill Murray besides those two.
Well, I could see Tina Fey's number 3.
Oh, that's way too
high. I bet they're putting Farley high on that list. I don't know. I didn't see Adam Sandler on the list, so I don't know where he ends up.
Sandler, I think, was in the mid-teens.
Okay.
Yeah, Phil Hartman was a funny dude.
He was good.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Well, I don't think I can get to this today because it's stuck on Bill Murray.
Well, what are you going to do?
Anthony says, ads in the middle of a story as you scroll isn't bad at all compared to have to click off a pop-up or click past a slide. Yeah, that's what we're thinking. So thanks for the couple people said the same thing. Appreciate the input.
Yeah, I'm out on slideshows. Yeah. But honestly, hell, maybe like It's so funny because that Rolling
Stone
story.
Gene Wilder is who Gilda Radner was married to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aykroyd's number four.
Okay.
They had at the top, like they had them divided up like 1 through 25 or whatever. But if you go to 1 through 25, you have to scroll through all the other ones to see that. Like, why couldn't that just be a separate page?
They make it difficult. Oh, well.
Bleep you, Internet.
That's going to wrap it up. That's kind of a fun show. Went different direction than I thought it was going to go. It's kind of all over the place. You got your sports on. We got our stuff on there the last hour. That's going to wrap it up. We'll be back tomorrow for a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Hopefully it will be a great What Are the Odds Wednesday. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.